All right, this is Sunday morning, 11/17/24, the Prophet's Corner Uncut. We're going to go a Return to Honor Part 3. Before I start this word, I'd like to bring again to you what the Lord said to me on Election Day morning. He said, Trump will win big. The swamp, aka actors playing them, will refuse to certify the electors, and then the Trump card will be the Brunson case. It proves Trump won in the 2020 election also and exposed their fraud. The Supreme Court already certified Trump the winner in 2020, but not announced to the public, or it's probably 2021. Phil Godlewski told us this in 2022. Q is the Trump card. Okay. Too big to rig means so many voted that it is mathematically impossible for them to rig it. In other words, they turned the tables on them. They began to early vote in such mass they couldn't keep up. Their fraud was shut down everywhere they tried to do it. They did not have the mint numbers. They can't cheat enough to win this time. Enjoy the show. All right. Hindsight's always better, right? All right, we see most of this has already played out. The Holy Spirit did warn us to pray for a smooth transition. There is a programmer that has personally called out the only programmer out there, not by name, but anyone that knows Phil knows this programmer is talking about him concerning the Brunson case. There's dissension in the ranks. In other words, this is the only programmer, the only one. In other words, all our mass numbers all saying the same thing are more important than what he's saying. And he told us about the Brunson case. The Supreme Court had already decided Trump was the winner. Okay? The Holy Spirit warned us there's dissension in the ranks. I guess all the programmers that this other podcaster has started associating with has caused him to join in with the gang up of being jealous of Phil. If the information that Phil has been telling us is accurate, then none of them would be here today without his start on 4chan and 8chan. He was recruited as an operator to begin to post on 4chan and 8chan to awaken the public without disclosing the operation. That's why it's, Q, you gotta, a lot of times you just don't understand what he's saying. So it's coded. Phil is the only podcaster the Lord has ever told me to follow. Bad communication corrupts good manners. That's all that we need is all the truthers get on the bad side of things and start dissension in the ranks. A lot of what I'm going to share are my own thoughts, but I also believe they are God's thoughts on the matter. I'm willing to say I missed it if any of this is proven to be wrong in the end. A house divided cannot stand. Let's go look at that. This is Matthew 12. And Jesus knew their thoughts and said unto them, every kingdom divided against itself is brought to desolation, and every city or house divided against itself shall not stand. And if Satan cast out Satan, he is divided against himself. How shall then his kingdom stand? House divided against itself cannot stand. Phil was recruited by Ezra Cohen Watnick and others to start posting Q on the chans. It was to get out information in a subtle way without giving away the operation. We are under a continuity of government, so our real leaders are the military, some parading as senators, etc. You can look into their background like DeSantis, Vance. They're all ex-military special ops. There's a bunch more. They've been placed in these places. This week I heard someone say this, and I put it in this, but I told it to Danny that really, it takes months and months to get a cabinet together, and here within a week he's got nearly his whole cabinet picked out. Why? That's his operators. been operating behind the scenes all this time. Been working together as a team. God put this team together. I don't care what truthers think about the people, God put it together. All right. 1 Timothy 2. Remember back whenever the little lady from Canada was trying to undermine Trump? She's going to declare herself Queen of Canada and all this mess. And the Lord said, never forget MAGA. This is the Jesus team, the MAGA team. All right. 1 Timothy 2. I exhort, therefore, that first of all, supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings, and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who will have all men to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. There is one God and one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus. We are to pray for our leaders and not criticize them. The very purpose of praying for them is to open the way for God to be able to speak to them and maneuver them. It's not because they're perfect. All men are imperfect. All men are imperfect. God is love. To pray for our leaders and not criticize them is to release love to them, and that will release God to them. Just as we can miss it, so can our leaders. So they need the Lord to guide them so they will have His heart and not their own. How can we pray for them and criticize them at the same time? James chapter 3. Oh, Lord, help us today. My brethren, be not many masters, knowing that we shall receive the greater condemnation. For in many things we offend all. If any man offend not in word, then it's the same as a perfect man, and able also to bridle the whole body. But you just keep this mouth shut, right? Behold, we put bits in the horses' mouths that they may obey us, and we turn about their whole body. Behold also the ships, which though they be so great and are driven of fierce winds, yet are they turned about with a very small helm, whithersoever the governor listeth. Even so the tongue is a little member and boasteth great things. Behold how great a matter a little fire kindleth. And the tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. So is the tongue among our members, that it defileth the whole body and setteth on fire the course of nature, and is set on fire of hell. For every kind of beast, and of birds, and of serpents, and of things in the sea is tamed, and hath been tamed of mankind, but the tongue can no man tame. It is an unruly evil, full of deadly poison. Therewith we bless God, even the Father, and therewith we curse men, which are made after the similitude of God. Out of the same mouth proceedeth blessing and cursing. My brethren, these things ought not so to be. Doth the fountain send forth at the same place sweet water and bitter? Can the fig tree, my brethren, bear olive berries, either a vine, figs? So can no fountain yield both salt water and fresh. It is essential that the body of Christ unite. Go to 1 Corinthians 12. And these same truthers are the ones that think we need to unite with Belial. We got to get the Jews on board. We got to get the Muslims on board, and all the other false religions on board for us to have unity. No. H-E-double-L-L, no. 1 Corinthians 12. For as the body is one and hath many members, and all the members of that one body being many are one body, so also is Christ. For by one Spirit we are all baptized into one body, whether we be Jew or Gentile, whether we be bond or free, and have been all made to drink into one Spirit. That means they've all been born again. Just qualify that. They have been born again. They've all drank of the same Spirit. Not the Buddha Spirit, not the Jehovah temple worship, all that. For by one Spirit, and we are all baptized into one body, whether it be Jew or Gentile, whether it be bond or free, and have been all made to drink into one Spirit. For the body is not one member, but many. Now it goes on to talk about not criticizing the foot or other parts of the body. We'll look at that again. 1 Corinthians 13 gives us a standard. Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, have not charity, I become a sounding brass or tinkling cymbal. To come against someone in the MAGA movement that's working on the same side and begin to criticize them, isn't that like criticizing the body part? And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith that I can remove mountains, have not charity, I'm nothing. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned and have not charity, it profits me nothing. You know what? You may have fun at your little charity events and your little get-togethers to just unify everybody, but if you don't have Jesus Christ in the center of that, you just might as well just be having a picnic. I mean, you're wasting your time. Okay. I think I can safely say that most of the podcasters, especially the Q followers, confess to be Christian in some form. What I'm about to say here is very disturbing. People on social media platforms that probably reach all over the world are criticizing and analyzing every one of Donald John Trump's cabinet picks. Mm-hmm. As soon as they come out, they criticize them, and then they send it all over the world. This is being distributed to other Christian podcasts. Have they now become the judge too? I'm not talking little born-again Christians that know any better. I'm talking ones that are known as leaders and called out as such. Who's the judge? All right, let's go look at that. Psalms. Who's the judge? Psalm 75. This is just what the Lord warned about. Didn't see it come in this direction, but here it is. This is verse 6 and 7. For promotion cometh neither from the east, nor from the west, nor from the south. But God is a judge. He put it down one and set up another. So whoever President Trump has picked is part of his team and has been all along. And they're the ones that are helping to make America great. I'll tell you what. Just because maybe they're not as Christian as you, and they might believe exactly like you, didn't God use Nebuchadnezzar to judge Israel? You talk about ungodly, but you know what? If they would submit to Nebuchadnezzar and that authority in their discipline, Nebuchadnezzar would let them live and stay in their land. But the ones that ran away and resisted God, they got killed. The only one that judges the leaders is the Lord Himself. Matthew 7. We don't need to get on that bandwagon. I don't care if you like them or not. I don't care what you see, because you don't know everything. None of us do. Matthew 7, 1 and 2. Judge not that you be not judged. For with what judgment you judge, you shall be judged. And with that measure you meet, it shall be measured to you. They're criticizing the newly elected president that we all unified behind and rallied around and voted for and got him in. It's not just laymen judging, but leaders also. I will not call any names. They know who they are, and so does God. This is a daily thing. As soon as an appointment is made, the trash and bash begins, and it's very disturbing. Prophets on this bandwagon must understand that the information that they receive are God's secrets, and in more times than none, they are to be delivered privately to that leader, not aired on social media platforms. I remember the late Kim Clement had a letter. He left it in care of his daughter. She's not opened the letter. It's to Donald John Trump. And she's waiting till the Lord says, deliver it to Donald John Trump. A private letter to Kim Clement. Now that's class. God class. As far as I know, that his daughter has kept it sealed and hasn't looked at it herself, but waiting for the right time, for she knows how precious the words from God are and God's secrets are to be guarded from some rogue renegade, somebody that thinks there's somebody spreading it like smut the newspaper. I guess this will distinguish who a real prophet is, and it'll call out those who are not. Is this not sowing discord among the brethren? House divided cannot, especially when many people follow these people. All right, Proverbs 6. I'm on my soapbox today, can you tell? Proverbs 6:14. Frowardness in his heart. He devises mischief continually. He soweth discord. Therefore shall his calamity come suddenly. Suddenly shall he be broken without remedy. Verse 19 here. False witness that speaketh lies, and he that soweth discord among the brethren. That is the things that God hates. Donald John Trump is not perfect. He's far from it. None of his picks are perfect. That's why God asks us to pray for them so he can direct them. God even used, Nebuchadnezzar. I heard something that most of his picks are the operators. I already mentioned that. They bear the sword. They saved us from destruction. God's hand used them to save us. And you're trashing and bashing them. How dare you? Oh, this makes me furious. Romans. Okay, I'm finally thinking we're finally getting it together. They even gave us something. They could have let old Camel Toe be the one to win the election and us go through another thing with Joe Biden and all that mess. They could have let that happen. But if the people so much wanted to see him that they went with the people's opinion, don't let them be wrong because they did that. Don't think for a minute it's not all orchestrated. By the way, she's an actress. The real one is not around, I don't think. All right, Romans 13:4. Well, let's just start with verse 1 there. Let every soul be subject unto the higher powers, for there is no power but of God. The powers that be are ordained of God. In other words, whoever it is, perfect or imperfect, God has designated authority to them. Whoever therefore resisteth the power, resisteth the ordinance of God, and they that resist shall receive to themselves damnation. For rulers are not a terror to good works, but to the evil. Wilt thou then not be afraid of the power? Do that which is good, and thou shalt have praise of the same. For he is the minister of God to thee for good, but if thou do that which is evil, be afraid, for he beareth not the sword in vain. For he is the minister of God, a revenger, to execute wrath upon him that doth evil. I'm telling you, I'm getting to the place where somebody say something about President Trump, I just want to just devour them. What do you think you're doing? You're cutting off your nose to spite your face. Well, I just don't like him. He says an F-bomb every once in a while or says, holy, you know what? You know what I like about that? He's not afraid to say it. He knows who he is, and he knows who his God is, and he knows where his power comes from. The sword is judicial punishment. Isn't that what we've been all wanting? Okay. I know this is a hard thing to hear, but I want you to, when you come across it, be aware of it. A real prophet. If he or she, I put a real prophet, P-R-O-F-I-T, a real prophet. If he or she has valuable information, would seek a private audience with the president. When we pray for our leaders, it opens the way through love for the Lord to be able to advise them. If you have gotten on that bandwagon, I suggest you stop that wagon and get off. Body parts complaining about other body parts is how it has been. But we can no longer get away with that. That's what got us in this mess, dissension in the ranks, the devil dividing and conquering. That's how we got here. People just don't seem to get it, that we don't need a mealy-mouthed, powerless preacher in the White House. We need a General Patton. He bears the sword. In fact, from all I understand, he got taken out because of who he was. He bears the sword. He is not afraid to use it. One of his swords is tariffs. This is how, before the deep state infiltrated our government, our nation was funded, not by taxes from the people, but tariffs from other countries. There's your Nasera. This is how, before the deep state infiltrated, our government was funded, not by taxes, but by collecting tariffs from other countries. We don't need warm fuzzies. We need a warrior. We don't need some preacher. Well, hallelujah. Oh, go take it to the lake. Whatever. Facebook, Telegram, TikTok, Truth Social, Instagram, and X is not the place to trash and bash our president and his administration. We must return to honor and respect as the body of Christ. We're supposed to be the light of the world. Sadly, most just do not discern the times that we live in. They don't get it. I tell you, when they start looking at some of these pictures of what they were going to do to us and what these confessions and things, they might change their attitude. Right here. Verse 7 of 13 of Romans. Render therefore to all their dues, tribute to whom tribute to is due, custom to whom custom, fear to whom fear, honor to whom honor. Donald John Trump and his team have selected by God, or were selected by God for such a time as this, just like Esther. Just like us. He woke us up, began to speak over our nation, to change things. I take credit, y'all should take credit, for part of what we're seeing right now. How do we make America honorable again? How do we make America respected again? By honoring and respecting. If it doesn't begin in us, where's it going to start? Scripture even shows how to deal with a spiritual leader, and it is not by sheep trashing and bashing, or even leaders trashing and bashing. This is 1 Timothy 5. The president's got 200 generals behind him. You know what that means? It means all their regiments. That's 200 leaders. That's not all the men in all these regiments. He said that on Inauguration Day in 2017. When you had all those back there and all those different hats and all those different things on there, these were the representations of all these battalions, all these leaders. Nothing's changed. Rebuke not an elder, but entreat him as a father, and the younger men as brethren, the elder women as mothers, the younger as sisters, with all purity. Honor widows that are all widows indeed. But if any widow have children or nephews, let them first learn to show piety at home and to requite their parents, for that is good and acceptable before God. Then verse 19 here. Against an elder, receive not an accusation, but before two or three witnesses. Correction comes, but correction comes in the proper manner. Do we really know what spirit we're of? Jesus and the disciples, you know, this guy's not doing it the way we're doing it. We call fire down on him. Lord said, you don't know what spirit you're of. If somebody's saying something different than you, let's just eat them up. Let's trash him and bash him and tear him down. Make him look bad. I can see why he doesn't have anybody. He don't go on anybody's show. Because they'll turn on him. Vipers. All right, Galatians. I'm fed up with a whole lot of them. They don't all but say the same old thing anyway. There's fleas on the dog. I mean, come on. How many times can you say that? All right, Galatians 5:14. For all the law is fulfilled in one word, even this, in this, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. But if you bite and devour one another, take heed that you be not consumed of one another. This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you not, shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. 1 Peter 5:8. Y'all know this one. I'm trying to keep that from falling. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. He's just waiting for this dissension to show up so he can start his work and start messing things up again. While Christians are biting and devouring one another, enemy is having a field day. Poor president, he's danged if he does and danged if he doesn't. They've never given him the fair shake that he deserves. I'm sure he'll go down in history as the greatest president that we ever had. What is going on is shameful, and we are the underground church cannot operate this way. They treated Jesus the same way. The leaders of his day treated him the same way. All right, we're going to read about the body. Ephesians 4. Paul's vision for the body. Some of these podcasters who proclaim they're Christians, and they've even been on Elijah streams and different things, every one of them have come and stood against Phil. Openly posted it on a certain podcaster's platform, all the ones that are against him. And I remember Phil saying, "You better watch out. I got your names." He could sue them to oblivion and back. But he hasn't done it. Who's got the better character, even though he's young in the Lord and he don't know a lot of stuff about that? Is he doing God's work? I think so. All right, Ephesians 1. Paul says, "I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that you walk worthy of the vocation wherewith you are called, with all lowliness and meekness, with longsuffering, forbearing one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace." There's one body and one Spirit, even as you are called in one hope of your calling. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in all. Holy Spirit just said, okay, that's what this comes in. He gave me this morning. I named it tolerance. All other religious groups say we as Christians should be tolerant. But they're not tolerant of us. Gays and transgenders scream with rage for us to tolerate them, but they will not tolerate us. No, you change, not us. For the gospel's sake, the Great Commission, we are to take it to gays, transgenders, Muslims, Jews, etc. But it stops there. If they won't hear, we do not associate. That's why they hate us. That's why they hated Jesus. He said, "I didn't come to bring peace. I came to bring division." God will not tolerate those that won't come to him. Bad communication corrupts good manners. The most offended are going to be upended. He's going to take out everything that offends in his kingdom. Remember that. They want you to tolerate them, but they won't tolerate you. God gave this great nation to Christians. Christians have been tolerant, don't you think? Has it done us any favors? No. Doesn't appear so. If you want to be a heathen, go back to your heathen country. Our toleration has been our downfall. The deep state agenda is to open our borders and let anyone and everything in. And us hardworking Christians fund him. And tolerate it. That's what the last 4 years has been about, to wake us up to this fact. They aim to cancel us out. There's Satan's agenda. You can put Hillary Clinton and Obama on it. They were just two of Satan's agents, and they nearly did it. We can't tolerate it anymore. One nation under God. All these ethnic groups vying for their piece of the pie. Go home! That's what Nasara will do. It will make you go back to your country of origin, or you don't get zippity-doo-dah. This tolerance infiltration leveled the whole lump. God did not say tolerate. He said infiltrate! We have been overrun by the enemies of the cross. UFOs, aliens, we don't need to be concerned about them. It's the aliens from other lands that have come in and infiltrated us. In Hebrews, it talks about routed alien armies. Well, that's fixing to happen. Mass deportation. All right. Come back here. But unto everyone, verse 7, is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ. Wherefore he saith, when he ascended up on high, laid captivity captive, gave gifts unto men. Now that he ascended, what is it but that he also descended first to the lower parts of the earth? He that descended is the same also that ascended up far above all heavens, that he might fill all things. And he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. Till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive. But speaking the truth in love may grow up into him in all things, which is the head of him, Christ. From whom the whole body fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplieth, according to the effectual working and the measure of every part, maketh increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love. This is about all about walking in the Spirit. This is what the church is. It's what it's supposed to be. A return to honor begins at home. If you read Ephesians 5, you see a little of that, but really Ephesians 6 talking about teaching the children to honor their parents. The husband honoring the wife, and the wife honoring the husband. Respect in the home. That's where it's going to begin here in America. It's a lot of these younger kids that have caused all the problems that they've paid off. A return to honor begins with us, and it begins in the home. Those that trash and bash possibly have no honor in their homes, probably, more than likely. When they took the mother out of the home, she had to go to work. The scripture indicates that we have to be taught in the home as a child to show honor and respect. So I think it's been lost to our culture, especially with these younger generations. Okay, follow that one.